With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. As the Democratic National Convention prepares to begin in Chicago this week, Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is reminding the country that the Biden-Harris administration continues to wreak havoc on the economy.
Senator Rick Scott released a statement after reports that the Biden-Harris Inflation Reduction Act, which Democrats claim would lower health care costs for American families, is causing insurers to significantly hike monthly Medicare premiums, with average bids for Part D plans expected to triple by 2025. In response, the Biden-Harris administration is trying to hide these increases by using government funds to subsidize those premiums, aiming to keep them artificially low. The senator said, quote, Biden-Harris rail against private insurance companies for the cost of health care and not paying their fair share in taxes. The administration gives billions in taxpayer dollars to those same insurance companies to hide a premium hike in an election year. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Meanwhile, those planning to protest during the DNC are at odds with the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson.
An attorney representing the group filed an emergency injunction last night to stop the city from activating the restrictions. Organizers say the city's banning stages and platforms, portable toilets, tents, and sound equipment. City officials say the changes are needed due to multiple groups planning to protest.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Extreme heat at a Colorado air show caused about 100 people to seek emergency treatment and sent 10 to area hospitals yesterday. The Colorado Springs Fire Department says most of the patients were treated by emergency personnel on site at the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show. Quick action of organizers and emergency officials apparently prevented serious injuries at the event. Thinking of buying a home with the help of a real estate agent? You can no longer take it for granted that a seller will cover the cost of your agent's commission under new rules. Home sellers have traditionally offered a blanket commission. This is SRN News. Crews have torn down a Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017. The crews used heavy machinery to raise the small building in Sutherland Springs last week, even after some families sought to preserve the scene of the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. A judge last month cleared the way for the sanctuary of the First Baptist Church to be torn down. Authorities say 26 people, including a pregnant woman and her unborn baby, died in the November 5, 2017 shooting. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an informational pamphlet for voters can use the phrase unborn human being. That language will be used in a description for a November ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Arizona House Speaker Ben Toma, a Republican who leads the panel that drafted the language, says it's intended to help voters understand the current law. Several states will be voting on abortion legislation this fall. This is SRN News. There's nothing like a political convention to speed up slow-moving infrastructure projects.
Cities seldom launch big-ticket infrastructure projects to host a political convention, but landing the high-profile events often provides a nudge to speed up construction. Chicago had planned to open a new elevated train station near the United Center more than 4 years ago, but the project kept getting delayed. But with the Democratic National Convention beginning on Monday, construction crews scrambled to open the state-of-the-art station before delegates arrived.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, August the 18th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor and director Robert Redford. He is 88 years old. Actress Madeline Stowe is 66. ABC News reporter Bob Woodruff has 63 candles on his cake. Olympic gold medal swimmer Summer McIntosh is 18. This is SRN News.